Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Delmer Barthelma and Shauna Norman with the Chickasha Rodeo Foundation. So, Delmer, thanks for coming today. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, George, for asking.
And Shauna, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Chickasha Rodeo coming up here in about a month or so, and it's time to start thinking about getting your jeans and boots and chaps and all that together, especially you cowboys and cowgirls out there, because it's an open rodeo. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors for letting us be here today and sponsoring the show, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So, Delmer, we're about a month away from the rodeo, huh?
Yeah, we're about a month away, June the 20th and 21st. Be Friday and Saturday night.
And you've been planning this for probably 6 months or so, or since last year's rodeo ended?
We actually started in December throwing everything together to get it going.
What's the first things you got to get together to?
We have to start getting our sponsors lined up for the events and our stock contractor lined up and get a contract with them to put on the rodeo. And then we go with the businesses in town to get our sponsorships and everything. Get our posters printed up or banners printed up for our sponsors and go from there.
86 years.
86
this
years.
This has been going on. I remember a time that we almost didn't have a Chickasha rodeo, but you guys were able to kind of regroup and just keep it going on.
Yeah, they conned me into doing that. And,
Bob Martin, I think, was back around the 75th year. Had some issues, but got it going. And thanks to people like you and Shauna, just keeping that thing going.
Yeah, and we lost our president a couple of years ago, and then I got boosted up into that position, and we're keeping it going.
Sounds great. All right, Shauna, you've been with the Rodeo Foundation for just a couple of years. So
talk
about why you got involved.
So I ran for Rodeo Queen in Anadarko back in 2002 and won. We've always grown up with horses, loved them. Always been to the rodeo every year and enjoyed it. It's just something that we have always taken our family to. It's great to see all the kids out there. So I used to help with judging the Queen contest, and that was a lot of fun to see all the candidates come out. So when they asked me to be a member, I of course jumped at the opportunity.
Well, good for you. You also work with your Facebook page. The foundation has a Facebook page, so talk about getting all that information on and out and letting folks know what's going to be going on.
Yeah, so we're trying to promote Facebook, our page, a little bit more than what it has been in the past. It's kind of been a little bit dormant. So this year we've tried to add more of a QR codes on there to go to the parade or to have a float in the parade or ride your horse in the parade. You can scan that. Also, there's our posters on there giving you information about who we contract with, different events that we're having and how to sign up. So it's a little bit more user-friendly. Hope to get a lot more pictures this year to add to it.
Chickasha Rodeo Foundation on Facebook. So it's user-friendly, especially if you can get that QR code going to get signed up. So, all right. So talk about your stock contractor this year and why you decided to go on them.
F&F Rodeo Company out of Rush Springs, Dwight and Donna Frick, they did our rodeo last year. They did a great job. The ones we used in the past, they all retired. And so we had to move on and find a new one, and they've done us a great job. And
how'd you find them? How'd you find them?
People that retired the D's told us about them and said that they would be a good fit for us. So we contacted them and they agreed to do it. And it turned out really good last year. So we're back on again this year.
So just your typical rodeo events, right?
Right. For the typical most part. Typical rodeo events. We're going to have a wild cow milking contest.
Really?
Four people per night. You can sign up on the F&F Rodeo page.
Is it
page.
Four people or four teams?
Four teams.
Four teams.
Three people on a team. It's $50 per person to sign up. The winner on Saturday night with the best time and most milk will get $600 cash.
So you just compete one time or you can compete both
one
Friday
time.
And Saturday? Okay. All right.
So.
All right. So best don't team. Have to be experienced at all that, I guess. Nope. Just to have the...
Just a good roper on a horse.
Have the courage enough to go try to do that, I suppose.
Stay away from the back feet.
That's right. Well, that'll be a great event to have. Yes. So
it'll be fun.
Yep. I know the fans love the mutton busting.
Yeah.
That's a great event.
We'll have that in the calf scramble for the kids. So.
And that's put on by FNF, right? They kind of run that. So you just say, okay, you guys are the stock contractor. You guys do all the rough stock and all that, right?
They do everything. We just kind of are the sponsors and get everybody lined up to go and do it.
So we mentioned before it's an open rodeo. And you can go ahead and find FNF and go ahead and get signed up, right?
Yep. Go ahead and get on their webpage and get signed up for your events.
Now, is this kind of the only rodeo that weekend for the area, as far as you know?
This is the only rodeo here in Grady County or close by that going on that weekend. So you won't have to compete with other rodeos.
All right. So, Shauna, again, I guess rodeo fans love the bull riding. Is that kind of one of the favorites, I guess?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the big favorite. Of course, it's at the very end, but it is very, very exciting. They usually have some pretty rough bulls.
Yes.
But it seems like that's what everybody enjoys the most. There is like the peewee barrel racing. That's pretty cute to watch the younger kids.
What age group? Younger kids.
Just younger. Yeah, they're pretty little.
They're peewee age, right?
Yeah, they've had four or five-year-olds.
Really?
You know, out there on those big horses. So that's pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, barrel racing is probably right up there, too, at the top. You know, just see how fast they can go on those barrels. And
yeah, it's a big event.
It really is. And, you know, there's so many rodeos at the fairgrounds. We didn't even see where it is, but it's at the Grady County Fairgrounds. But we've had all through the year high school and junior high kids from around the state and other states come out to have rodeos at the fairgrounds. Yeah. So
there's definitely a lot of locals that compete in it, so I think that's pretty neat that we can give them the chance to experience something like that without them having to go, you know, a far distance away.
Right. Of course, there's a fee they've got to pay to get into whatever event, and the cowboys and cowgirls can compete both nights?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, both nights.
All right.
Yeah, so it's a great, great experience, and it's great for the locals.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Delmer Barthelma and Shauna Norman from the Chickasha Rodeo Foundation with us today. And the rodeo parade is going to be Saturday, as it normally is, Delmer. So looking to get some more entries in the parade.
You can sign up on our Facebook page for the parade, or you can sign up the day of the parade.
And there's no entry fee at
all?
No
entry fee, no. Lineup will be at 3:00. Parade will be at 4:00. Starting at the leg lamp.
Yeah, meet down by the leg lamp about 3:00, and everybody gets a number, and everybody that's in the parade gets a ticket to the rodeo Saturday night, right?
And
so no entry fee, but there's some prizes.
There'll be four trophies this year. We'll have a group trophy and like a business trophy, and there'll be a personal trophy, and then we're also going to give a trophy for we're going to pick one person kind of out of the stragglers, out of the bunch, and show up at the end and give them a trophy.
So the parade will start at the leg lamp about 4:00 that Saturday afternoon, the 21st. Head west on Chickasha Avenue to
6th Street.
6th Street, then go south to Kansas and head back toward Brandy's.
Right.
So,
Brandy's.
You betcha. Let's mention some of the other sponsors that really have helped you guys out over the years.
First National Bank has been a great sponsor for us. They've helped us a lot. Community Bank, Joe Bob Bell Bonds, Interurban has been a big help. They're going to have the food truck at the rodeo. Willowbrook Construction has been a big help. Wenzel Dozer.
Perry's been out there forever, hadn't he?
Yes, he has. He's helped us a lot. Yes, he always sponsors the shooting, the bucking, bull riding and stuff, you know. He has a shoot sign, so he's been a big help.
We did want to mention about the parade. We've got a couple of special grand marshals this year. We are excited to announce that they are both Grady County OHCE members, and they are Mary Parrish, who was named the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year by the Chamber here just a few weeks ago, and Tammy Watts was named the Volunteer of the Year. So they're going to be the co-grand marshals of the rodeo parade.
Right.
All right. So come on downtown, and there might be some candy thrown out there.
Might be a little.
Okay. Tickets. Advance tickets will be available soon.
We'll have tickets at Hicks Western Wear. They'll sell tickets. And Cool 105 will sell tickets also at the radio station.
Now, there are books of tickets, so talk about how that works.
The books of tickets are $20, right? And there's two adult tickets and two children tickets in there.
And you're saving a little bit of money.
Yeah, you save a little money that way.
All right.
But you can also buy tickets the night of the rodeo at the gate.
Sounds great. All righty. So the Chickasha Rodeo coming up June 20th and 21st. What else do we need to know, Elmer?
Come on out and support us and help us and enjoy yourselves.
All right, sounds great. Delmer, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it.
Shauna, thank you. Appreciate it. And again, the Chickasha Rodeo will be at the Grady County Fairgrounds Friday, June 20th and Saturday, June 21st. 8 p.m. is the grand entry. And let's talk, before we go, the grand entry is so cool.
Yeah. All the cowboys and cowgirls get to ride in and make their rounds.
Mm-hmm. It's really kind of a patriotic deal, kind of, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very patriotic. They usually have one of the rodeo pickup men carry the flag around. They have, I mean, it's very, very touching, very heartfelt, the things that they say, you know, as he's doing that. Another thing is, even if you don't compete in the rodeo, you can always ride in a grand entry. So if you just want to bring your horse down, if you want to expose them to new sights and sounds, maybe you have a really old horse that just you'd like to get out. It's a great time. I've done that multiple times where, you know, I don't really compete, but mm-hmm. it is nice to get out and kind of get the horses out and see people, you know, and
you just show up at the rodeo.
Yeah,
and they can do that.
Yeah, you can show up at the rodeo and then
who should they go see about that?
They just line up towards the south end of the arena mm-hmm. and then they'll announce, you know, everybody needs to empty the arena and then everybody will start kind of trickling in after they do the flag and everything else. So
this will be the outdoor arena
yes.
on the east side of the Grady County Fairgrounds. Parking's free.
Yes, great parking.
And, hadn't mentioned the vendors.
Like I say, Interurban has their mm-hmm. express food truck out there. We're going to have the ice cream guy from Verdon has a little ice cream deal. He's there every year for us. The hat lady with the kids' toys, she's there. The lady with the mother and daughter that has the boutique deal, she's going to be out there and have a booth that was out there last year, and she's coming back.
So you can get your cowboy gear on and probably all sorts of jewelry and things,
oh, yeah.
stuff like
she's
that.
She's got it all.
Now we'll wrap up the show. And again, thanks to Delmer and Shauna for being on the program today. And a big thanks to our sponsors, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma, for being with us on The Cool Conversation.